So yeah, guys, you're welcome to another episode of the Vibe with Edmond Doris podcast. I'm your host, and I am still the coolest coach in the world. We're no longer the coolest boy in the world anymore. We're coaching people. Okay, so if you're just listening for the first time, you are welcome. Make sure after listening to this podcast episode, you go back and you check out our other. I think this will be our 98. I want to check how many podcast episodes we've been able to produce so far, guys. We're approaching 100 podcast episodes.
Oh, wow, that's very
100 nice. Podcast episodes. Okay, so this is 97.
Wow.
97. This one we're recording 97 podcasts.
Seems just like yesterday.
Guy, 100. I'm feeling like, of course, I have to be proud about my achievement here, because like, I don't think you can bring more than 2-3 podcasts in the whole of Nigeria that have more than 100 podcasts.
I said
one podcast. I think that's about it. I know the rest that are, when I mean good quality podcasts too, you understand, like for this podcast, I don't mean to brag too much, but you know that our content is getting better.
But every episode is a gem. it's not even bragging, it's facts.
Yeah, but make sure, if you're a football fan, I'm sure the place you want to be, you want to be in a place where you can grow with other football fans. So make sure you check out the last episode we published, the locker room stories, okay? So, but on this episode, we just want to give a little touchdown of everything that's happening in Europe, all the hottest and biggest talking point. I want to do it under 20 minutes there, okay?
Yeah, so we know they waste time.
Okay, so let's start with our club, Barcelona. Barcelona beat Elche 4-0, and Sufati scored, Ferran Torres scored, and Lewandowski was back to,
you know, Brace back into scoring form.
So did you see that game? How do you feel about that game?
Bro, as a Barcelona fan, that game, they is just Elche, but I mean, that was still a nice 4-0. I mean, who would not be happy with a 4-0 victory? So I mean, it was very nice seeing my guy scoring, and so far to Ferran Torres, like, we just completely outclassed them, like we have been doing all season. I mean, we are the best team in Spain. Huge disrespects to Real Madrid.
12 points ahead. We fixed them on Wednesday. How are you feeling about that game?
Bro, you're asking me how I'm feeling. We're going to beat them now.
Easy win.
Come rain, come sunshine. That's what it is.
Easy win.
I'm not even saying it. I'm not afraid of jinxing it. I don't know how easy it will be, but we will beat them.
Okay. So still on Barcelona, there are a couple of things I want to talk about. I want to talk about Gavi, and I want to talk about Ansu Fati. Ansu Fati, his father came out during the international break to say what he said about Barcelona, saying that his son deserves more chances and that he's looking for a new club for his son, Sevilla. Mm. But there were reports that Ansu Fati was not involved in those kind of conversations, you get. Yeah. And then Xavi gave him a chance, and he had a poor first half. I don't think he had a great game.
He didn't have a great game,
but he scored the solo goal, and that's the most important thing for a young striker. So, like, what do you think about
it? Will help boost his confidence.
Exactly. What do you think about Ansu Fati? Do you think he has been given a fair chance this season?
Well, the thing is that term, fair chance, I think that it also depends on what you merit as a player.
Mm-hmm.
The time that you are given, what can you do with it? I feel that, though it's not easy, I'm not saying like it's trivial or anything, but I feel that if as a player you come, they give you chances, you create those chances, you convert them, you score, you get assists, you know, you're effective.
Mm-hmm.
You obviously get more chances when your coach is not mad. But the few times that Ansu Fati has played this season, he has not exactly been convincing. Sometimes I'll be like, I'm going to say our number 10. This is the person that is wearing the jersey after Messi. But I know he's not shit though.
Mm-hmm.
I know he's just having a bad form and he needs time to pick up. So that's why that goal gave me joy, because I know that he's going to pick up his confidence from there.
I'm hoping so. But then there's something a lot of people forget. Like, he's still so young.
He's still so young.
I think, what, 20?
He's like 20 now.
He was very sharp before his injury. And then, no matter who you are, it's only Messi I've seen that comes back from injury and gets back to that. Messi's just out of his own. Ronaldo as well. You get, and some of all these very top players like Rooney. There are some players that don't get injured, like Suarez, Griezmann, those like guys don't get injured at all. But like,
that's one of the things that actually make players world class.
Mm-hmm.
The ability to stay consistently fit without getting injuries and still be able to bounce back.
But we should also not forget that Messi wasn't fit as a youngster.
Yeah,
so Ansu Fati still has a lot of time. You get that? Yeah. People should give him more time. Okay. So we have on Barcelona now. We'll face Real Madrid at the second leg of the Copa del Rey.
We haven't touched Gavi. You said something.
Okay, haven't touched Gavi. Okay, so Gavi, why do a lot of people hate Gavi?
To be honest, I actually why do people hate Gavi? If Gavi is your opponent, you would not like him. That's the type of guy that you just like to have on your team. You see all those crazy things he does, like making tackles with his head, diving in, all those things. You're like, what's wrong with this cunt? Same kind of this stupid boy. Why is he doing like this? That's Gavi for you. So sometimes I see that point of view. I'm like, okay, this guy is not actually the best person you want to face. He's annoying and he's so tenacious.
Mm-hmm.
He's tracking you.
Okay, so they hate him because he's him.
Exactly,
and then he's actually now
he's
very
now a
good.
Young. He's now a youngin, and he's now very good. So I'm like, this guy, this guy, the ball. And you know the funny thing is that he's not like the most technically gifted player. He doesn't really dribble anyhow. He doesn't make all those mad passes, but mm-hmm. he's still very effective and efficient. So people will just hate him for that.
You know, there are some too. Okay, so I should say, in the way, I didn't like Casemiro at Real Madrid.
I hated him so much.
Another person I didn't like again was Ramos.
That's an ultimate up.
But those are the kind of people you want playing for
your team.
Like,
yes.
They are ready to die.
Yes, on mean. The line.
Okay, so yes. people hate Gavi
like
because
Vini. Yeah, that's how it is for Real Madrid fans. Vini is just
it's just unnecessarily annoying.
Vini's own is too much.
Unnecessarily annoying. Okay, but moving forward away from Barcelona and La Liga, I think the league is wrapped up. I think we beat Real Madrid. I think we beat them on Wednesday. I believe so. And I know whoever wins that game wins. I think they win the cup. Okay, so
if they win the cup, it's not going to be bad as a consolation prize for them. Real Madrid.
They could win the Champions League though.
I don't think they would.
Everybody says that. That's
how it is, bro. I mean, this time around,
last time around, they shouldn't have won it.
Liverpool.
The best team doesn't always win the Champions League.
I know, but Liverpool wasn't in that final. They didn't really converse their chances.
It doesn't matter. All these are.
I guess, they might win the Champions League. But we are winning the La Liga comfortably, and that's it. That's enough flex for me. And plus that, trophy in quotes that we beat them in.
That's a trophy. Won. I don't understand.
Yeah,
that's a trophy.
So I'm like, okay.
So let's come to your second club now, Man United. Ten Hag. I just saw Kusman say that he will leave his wife at the altar for it slander. And then I told him that I won't bring Ronaldo back because apparently there's a section of Man United fans that are not just happy with him.
Yeah.
So what do you think about him? Because
you believe that some people are not happy with Ten Hag?
Yeah.
For reals?
I literally just told you that Kusman, a Man United fan, said he will leave his wife at the altar.
I don't know. Maybe he's not a deep United fan. No. The old United fans that I know that live and breathe that club, they still respect him. He's not. He's building something. This is his first season. It's not. They have won a trophy already, for Christ's sake. When last did they win a trophy?
So what are you trying to say? They lost to Newcastle, and it looks. I didn't watch the game, but it looks like they were very poor.
That game was embarrassing. I watched most of it.
So what's happening with them? They've not scored since the final.
I know. See, it happens. Like I said, it's still their first season. I feel that this is a slump. Then Casemiro, in quotes, they have not been playing their first team.
Casemiro has been missing.
He has been missing that red card, 4-match ban.
Wait. So is that how important he is?
Casemiro is very. He's like, he has been like one of their best signings so far. This is maybe their best. Eriksen has been very mad too. Like,
he has been injured as well.
He has not been injured, so you can see he's now Savitzer, McTominay. Bro, McTominay. Then sometimes Fred they try, but he's no Casemiro. Eriksen. Fred is no Eriksen, bro. Like, if they actually have their first level, Weghorst, bruh.
Talk about Weghorst.
Weghorst is, I've been saying this from the onset. There were some United fans.
Why? Okay, so this is what some of the people that are saying. So they're saying that, is he better than Ronaldo?
Ah, no. No.
Why did
Weghorst not even be a Manchester United player?
So why did Man United do away with Ronaldo when Weghorst is now playing?
Well, they didn't plan to get Weghorst. I'm sure of that. They didn't plan. But
what does he do? Happen. What does he do?
He's a defensive striker. He depress. But you know, they score. guys. But sometimes that, like, the time that United was actually popping when Rashford was scoring every match, that Weghorst's defensiveness was very key in chance creation for them. Rashford to like just run from the flanks and, you know, so, but that is, he's still not him. He's not a Manchester United. He should not be in the Manchester United shirt.
So I want to say something. People say, oh, I forgot what I wanted to say. Oh God, I forgot what I wanted to say.
Weghorst is very emotional. He's very passionate. So that's in the chops of people. But now their eyes don't clear. They have left him.
Okay, so what would, so you're saying we should still give him more time, which I think,
who,
I think
Weghorst?
No. And Ten Hag.
Weghorst doesn't, yeah, Ten Hag, but Weghorst, no. Weghorst should leave. Should go back to Burnley.
Okay, so another club I want to talk about is Chelsea. Chelsea, guys, before we go to Chelsea, I just want to put it out there that by next season we'll be rolling out the video content of this, our podcast. Definitely. You get, I'm trying to start videos, and I figure that it will be, I know I preach starting now and everything, but like I want to start properly. You get, I think I'm starting a YouTube channel, but like I will be making video, but those are mostly for my master classes, for my trainings. I'm going to put them on YouTube up very soon. But I'll be making video content for this podcast, so you guys can see some of our reactions and see us chilling here. Okay, so Chelsea now, Graham Potter sacked. He's the 12th manager to he's the 12th manager to be
Harry
sacked
Potter.
To be sacked in the Premier League this season, which is, I think, an all-time high.
Yeah, I think that's an all-time.
This is Chelsea's second sack this season, and there are talks about them getting a Glazman, this Bayern Munich manager that you just sacked.
Yeah,
they are thoughts, they are, so it's somehow like he went to Chelsea and then Tuchel went to Bayern. Okay, so there are thoughts of him, there are thoughts of Luis Enrique, the former Spanish manager, former Barcelona manager, the famous 6-1 victory against PSG, man. He was the one in charge then, okay?
He did very well in his time.
So, but like, back away from, let's come to Potter and Chelsea. Thoughts on Potter and Chelsea. Thoughts on his time at Chelsea.
I feel that, first of all, like I said, managing Chelsea is like one of the hardest jobs in world football. And Potter was just not ready. He's not him. He's not qualified. He wasn't. He did so well at Brighton. He was really good. But to manage Chelsea, do you know how hard it is? Chelsea, that the sack managers in now, automatically the pressure is high. Then they're now signing so many expensive players. The pressure now becomes higher that they just feel that no matter who you are, you just have to do well with those players. So I think that's just how it was for Potter. The job, the shoes were too big for him to fill, and many Chelsea fans thought that at least they'll give him grace to the end of the season, but they have been so terrible.
I was hoping they would give him grace to the end of the season.
I thought so too, but it wasn't it.
I was hoping they would give him grace to the end of the season. Okay, so my thoughts on him is like, it's clearly wasn't
wait,
like.
Sorry. Okay. Do you think they should have sacked Tuchel?
Yes, I think they should have. I always maintained that at the time they sacked him, they were right to sack him.
Believe that this boy was
they
so
were
terrible.
Poor.
They were very poor.
And I'm not just saying it based off, oh, because they were having a bad season, so sack him because things just, I mean, just won the Champions League, but it was the trajectory. And then there are also a lot of reports because I have access to more information.
Yeah,
than
I just think that there were so many rifts in the team. I just think that
apart from that, you know, I have access to, because like football is my job. I study football, I watch football, I listen to football.
You live and breathe.
Live and breathe football. I literally have a course called Watch Football and Get Paid, which we're going to come to in a minute there, of course. But I have access to more information. So like I knew that at the time first of all, this guy did not want him. When he took over, Boli, the manager, did not want him.
Okay.
He wanted Ronaldo. That period when, you know, that period, it felt like he wanted it because, like, he wanted it to be like a statement signing.
Yeah.
You understand? But okay. To Chelsea, do you get? So there was that rift already. You get. And then you are a manager. Did they buy? No. He wasn't the one that bought Lukaku. Like, this guy took over.
I feel like it was. Okay, No.
I'm talking about, you know, the new owner. This is his first season now. Lukaku was last season.
Yeah, it was last season. Yeah.
Lukaku was last season. You get. So there are already talks of players, attacking players. Don't. You know, Chelsea didn't win the Champions League being the best attacking side. They were very good defensively. Do you understand? They won the Champions League final. If nobody busts, they packed there the whole time and then that Havertz break. You get. So there was the rift of strikers were not scoring. And then he entered into. I knew that Sterling was going to struggle. I'm not surprised.
I'm not surprised at all, bro.
That's do you get system. Before this what was his name Modric boy came, I knew he was going to struggle. I knew Aubameyang would suffer there. I said it. I made tweets to pro. It's not like I just the creativity. I kept asking, where is the creativity in this team?
Where is it coming from? Where
you get so. And then the owner wanted Ronaldo. The guy didn't want. There were talks. The owner did not want him. He was like, okay, let me give him it some chance. And then it was going bad. Like, it was not flying when they sacked him. So I felt like, but where they got it wrong was who they replaced. If you are going to sack Tuchel and replace, then better leave Tuchel. That's the truth.
That's what I'm saying.
You understand? Like, if you are going to sack Tuchel, you need to go for somebody better than Tuchel, or at least on his level.
Yes.
Not like Potter. Potter is like 2-3 steps behind him.
Yep.
You get to congratulations, Chelsea fans. I don't know who you guys are going to get next, but all the best. So let's come to the big guys now. Man City whitewashed Liverpool. I'm not surprised.
Same, not surprised at all.
Luyan, how did they pronounce this guy's name? Alvarez. There's a way they pronounce his son name. I like it.
Yeah.
Julian. I think it's Julian. Julian Alvarez. Yeah. What a baller. I want him at Barcelona.
Yeah, the boy is good.
He has to come to Barcelona. The way Aguero left too, but from Man City too, he should leave. He should leave. If he wants to take that next step in his career, I think he should.
It's
too good to play back up to Haaland. It's too good to play back up to Haaland. Yeah, but Man City were very good. Closed the gap on Arsenal. Arsenal went the other day, closed the gap. So who do you see winning that title? So let's end with that.
I've been saying it from the onset that Manchester City, I have not ruled them out. Even as it is these remaining games, they can still win. People have been saying that I've been hating, but it's still the chances are getting slimmer for City now, yes.
I don't think so.
Because Arsenal still won their last match, City won.
Mm-hmm.
Still almost like the same. If Arsenal drew, mm-hmm. they have still been better. You understand? Mm-hmm. So, but I still believe Pep and that Man City team, that super team, they can do this. But there is the angle of, you should be focusing on the Champions League and whatnot. But me, I still believe that they are going to win that league, though. That's just Man City tax. That's Man City tax. But it's a very tough call.
I strongly believe that they will win it. I've been saying, if you listen to the podcast episode, The Space I Held with Jack, which you said you liked, by the way.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
You say it was nice. It was nice seeing that.
That's what it was about. Yeah,
it was. We went in depth in these things. Yeah, there's some factors obviously you have to consider. We finally talked Messi, Ronaldo banter. Like, I finally got to ask Jack some of the heavy questions that were burning in my heart after our back and forth banter. So make sure you listen to them. I called it, I think, who wins the Premier League between Arsenal and City, and then Football Banter with Jack, that's the name. Okay. What was I saying? I was saying, I think Man City are going to win it because Arsenal still have to go to Anfield. They still have to go to the Etihad. I don't see City losing. See what they did with Haaland.
Bro, that City team is a super team.
Jack Grealish was out of this world. I watched him. He was so good. Jack Grealish, who again was Mahrez, of course. Mahrez has eclipsed Drogba as the player, African player with the most assists in the Premier League now.
Nice.
You get.
Nice. He's bold so much.
Who again, Alvarez, he presses you non-stop. He does not get tired. Like, you know, I think that's the way Suarez used to be when he was younger. Suarez is like a combination of both Suarez and Aguero, sort of. You get.
Yeah,
he can press, he can run, he can score.
It's their region.
You get. So I think that we are going to wait. I said 20 minutes, and 20 minutes is what I'm going to give you. Okay, so. But before we go, Dara.
Yeah, my brother.
Thoughts on Watch Football and Get Paid. How does it feel being so close to the source of that powerful, powerful movement?
I can't lie, bro. It's such a huge inspiration for me. It's part of what actually even helps me with what I do. You know, like, when I see you doing that and being able to actually help people to achieve their goals, like, you're watching football, you're getting paid, you're building a brand, things that, it's not as if you're carrying cement, you're cashing out, I mean, and it's now something that you can actually enjoy doing. So you just, it has inspired me to even do things. You know, I'm a coach now.
Massive.
Yeah, I'm a coach Massive. Now.
Massive. You're crushing it there.
I'm also crushing it in my field. I can't lie. So
you get. So, this is what I believe. I believe that there are two different ways to make it in life. You can go the traditional way, which is go to school, get a 9-to-5 job, work for somebody. Do you get work in 9-to-5, sell your time for do all that, but you get stability and you get money every month.
Yeah, every month, you know that you have stable, like just a particular amount that you know is coming in.
Sure. Fair, you get so. I've tried that. I finished NYSC. We met NYSC now. You saw me when I went to get the 9-to-5 job at Fanfaro. I did that before I got sacked. And then I said, okay, I don't think this way is for me, because like I was almost supposed to pursue my master's at UI.
Yeah, you get,
but then I like processing. let me leave it and focus on business. So the second way is people who do what they love and then get paid to do it. You get. So me, I thought like when my first gig, when the first time they paid me to actually like watch football and get paid, what was their name? Opal was the one that paid me. Then it was 70k they paid. You get, but I sent 20k back to the agency because they gave me 50k. You get, and my only job was to watch the AFCON and tweet about the AFCON and add a couple of hashtags. I'm like, what? You can do this? The couple of tweets I made in the toilet, I'm not joking. I'm like, what? I can do this and like make money. Obviously, I didn't look at the figure, because like 50k is not so much of money. But this 2018, first of all, 50k in 2018 was more. You get
crazy.
So I'm like, wait, if you can get paid 10k for something, you can charge that 1 million. Because there are people who sell water for 10 naira or 20 naira, and then there are people who sell the same water for 1,000 naira. You understand? So I'm like, wait, so it means I can increase this fee, and like I can make this a monthly thing for me. So that's just been it for me. You get? And then I figured it out, and I believe.
You're a visionary. It's not everybody that actually
thinks. It's not everybody.
And I'm helping. The one thing about coaching is that a lot of mistakes that you as the coach yourself you have made. You are helping many people to avoid it, and at the end of the day, it will benefit them more than it did you. You have paid the price.
I was just thinking today that it took me almost 4-5 years to get to where I am now.
Yeah.
And my younger brother, who is I'm coaching, them Charles, them Guchuku, and all the other guys in the locker room, they are going to do it in a fraction of the time.
Just because they have access. Sonny that has done it before. That's the advantage of having a coach.
Guys, yeah, crazy. It saves you.
It saves you a lot of time and money.
I say, when I want to learn something, the fastest way to learn something. Okay, they brought the light, guys. So the fastest way to learn something is to just find money, look for who is doing it, and then pay the person to teach you.
Straight up.
And then I also, why I teach, it's the selfish reason why I teach is this. It helps me master it better. Do you understand? Like, you don't know it until you have taught somebody. You don't know it until you've been able to sing. Because like, it's hard to learn, and then it's now hard to learn and then teach somebody else. So you don't know it until you've done it. Simplified your process.
Teaching people, you are now also getting better.
I say teaching people, like, it makes me, I don't know, it just makes me bigger, sort of. And then seeing that actually now doing a lot of good and doing it, and then I'm making a lot of money from it, it's crazy. So guys, there's a way for you to watch football and get paid. Betting is not the only way. Do you understand? Like, a lot of people spend their, I'm not against gambling, I'm not against 9-to-5, I'm not against gambling. I'm just saying that if you want more, if you want something else, if you want a side income, like even if you are doing the 9-to-5, you can do the job we're doing. Watch, because you still watch football.
That's the thing, you can actually do it.
You get it, so to take you time,
win-win.
If you try and do it on your own, but if you come, I can make it faster for you. So if you're interested in this anytime, just DM me on Twitter at Edmond Oris Watch Football. Dara, where can we find your social media?
I'm keeping it simple and real on all my platforms. Okay. Dara _McFly on every platform that you look for me.
So guys, Dara is doing massive things as well in the tech industry, in the drone industry. Dara, please talk a little bit. Oh, let me be the one to talk about. So if you want to learn drone photography, you want to know how to fly your drone, now location does not affect your training, does it?
It doesn't.
We can reach you anywhere you are in the world. You can learn how to fly a drone. Like, this guy is so good, he has simplified it. Even I can fly a drone.
Right.
You get, so it's crazy. So he can teach you. And it's one skill that is an expensive skill to learn, a powerful skill to learn, because it makes you a lot of money, okay? So if you have interest in this, send Dara a message on Twitter. What at?
Dara underscore McFly. The McFly is spelled MCFLY.
So that is DARA
underscore MCFLY.
In the meantime, keep winning and God bless you.